The global anti-corruption group Transparency International is once again getting pressured by the Kremlin. The move is seen by Russia analysts as part of a broad plan to stifle criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin's administration. In mid-February, Russian prosecutors warned TI's Russian branch, which has been active for more than 15 years, that it may be compelled to register as a foreign agent. The state's justification for that demand comes from TI's Russian operations getting some funding from the group's Berlin world headquarters. As to why this NGO is getting the Kremlin's attention, Jeffrey Bankoff, deputy director of the Russia and Eurasia programs at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, says TI has been openly critical of the Kremlin. He told VOA TI has consistently rated Russia's business climate poorly, adding that as part of its research, TI has dug into some of the questionable ties between big business and the state that for various reasons the Kremlin seems intent on hushing up. At the London-based research group Foreign Policy Center, Russia analyst Catherine Owen of the University of Exeter provides the background for this foreign agent registration law. Owen told VOA that the measure, which took effect in November 2012, was introduced alongside a raft of other legislation aiming to discourage street demonstrations in the wake of the December 2011 parliamentary elections. The FPC expert went on to say the foreign agents law is evidence of the strong fear inside the Kremlin of an orange revolution such as what happened in Ukraine in 2004. That is, regime change brought about by a mass street demonstrations and direct actions supported and propelled chiefly by NGOs, some of which received grants from Western foundations and governments. The independent Moscow Times says that in Russia, the term foreign agent has negative Cold War-era connotations and is synonymous with the word spy. CSIS's Mankoff echoes that perspective, telling VOA the foreign agent registration law, as he put it, plays into Russian propaganda, which has taken on an increasingly xenophobic tone in recent years, making what would otherwise be fairly innocuous NGOs out to be agents of a foreign power pursuing some nefarious agenda inside Russia. The NGO Human Rights Watch released a statement from Moscow on February 16 that adds their voice to this assertion. Because in Russia, the statement said, the term foreign agent can only be interpreted as spy or traitor, there is little doubt that the law aims to demonize and marginalize independent advocacy groups. HRW also said since the law entered into force, numerous rights groups challenged the prosecutor's office and the Ministry of Justice in courts, but most lost their cases. As a result, by 2014, at least six NGO groups shut down rather than wear the shameful foreign agent label. RAND Corporation chief Russia analyst Olga Oliker says the Kremlin's pressure upon TI Russia is not exclusively focused on that NGO. She says it is part of a broad front effort to extinguish criticism. She told VOA, I see this more of a part of a long-term, broader effort to limit civil society and opposition voices, as well as foreign influence. Oliker added, the overthrow of the Yanukovych regime in Kiev last year has made the Kremlin even more nervous. As for what other nations and outside NGOs can do to try to influence the situation for TI and other NGOs in Russia, FPC's Owen cautions that such support cannot appear too aggressive. Russia, she said, is extremely wary of Western interference, and any perceived antagonism is likely to deteriorate relations further and thereby, she says, completely destroy any opportunity for other nations to assist the Russian NGO community. Covering corruption, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.